Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice. Hope you're well. So, I've been reading some interesting stats about potholes and the financial impact they're having on drivers.
Oh yes, it's a real issue, isn't it? I saw the numbers from Quotes and 27% of drivers weren't even aware they could claim from their local council or road authority for pothole damages.
Exactly, and with an average year-on-year increase of 40% in potholes across England, it's no wonder people are feeling the financial strain.
Right, and 83% of those who have experienced damage just pay for repairs themselves. That's a lot of out-of-pocket expenses.
And only 6% go through insurance. But that brings up an important point. If the damage is covered under a fully comprehensive policy, it's normally included as standard.
But wait, there's a catch there, right? Because making an insurance claim could affect the no-claims discount.
That's right. Drivers need to check their policy details carefully and consider no-claims bonus protection.
I see, and what about the legal side of things? I remember reading about that Highways Act from 1980.
Ah yes, that's a key point. Councils can refuse claims if they weren't aware the pothole existed. That's why experts are urging people to report potholes even if they haven't had an accident.
Right, so if you report a pothole, it creates a record that the authority was aware of it. That must help with claims being accepted.
Exactly. And Greg Wilson from Quoteson mentioned that consistent maintenance by local authorities is vital. But with weather conditions making repairs deteriorate quickly, it's a constant battle.
So what steps should drivers take when they encounter a pothole?
Well, they need to gather as much evidence as possible. Take photos, note the location and size, and ideally get a witness or a mechanic's report.
And how deep does the pothole need to be for a claim to be considered?
At least 40 millimetres deep. That's pretty significant.
Fascinating, and 59% of drivers don't report potholes at all. That's worrying, considering it helps with both claims and preventative maintenance.
Absolutely. The more people who report, the better chance councils have to address problem areas before they cause damage.
So to sum up, report potholes, gather evidence, and understand your insurance options. It's all about being proactive.
And if the council rejects a claim, there's still the option of using insurance as a last resort. But remember to check the policy implications first.
Thanks for that breakdown, Lewis. It's a reminder that while we can't control the state of the roads, we can take steps to protect ourselves financially.
Definitely. And that's our business update for today. Tune in tomorrow for more insights.